Please be seated. God's Word speaks to us this morning. God's Word speaks to us about many things this morning. And one thing we're going to talk about is the Gospel lesson. The Gospel according to St. Luke, in the middle of our text. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill should be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ones, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." So far, our text for this morning. So I want to ask a question. Are you prepared? Why don't you look outside? Are you prepared? Are you prepared for the snow, the ice, the black ice? Do you have your kit in the back of your trunk, on the back of your truck? Are you all prepared with the sleeping bag, the rope, the food, the water? If you get stranded, you know, when we look outside and we see green grass and brown grass and we see no leaves on the trees, but we don't see the snow and the ice, we become complacent. We become very calm and cool, collected. Nothing's going to happen. And then all of a sudden we get a blizzard and we're all over the road. We're not prepared. We're not prepared for what we may face. I'm going to ask a question again. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to see Jesus? Are you prepared in your spiritual life, in your faith life, to see Jesus? Or are you like being not prepared? Many times in our spiritual lives, we kind of put God behind us. Jesus hasn't come yet, so maybe he won't come in my lifetime. Maybe I can just sit back and relax, and he'll come when he wants to come, but he's not going to come. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to see your Savior, Jesus Christ? Evangelism is one of the things that we're taught in the seminary that we need to teach people to do. There was a way years ago when I went through the seminary, it was called dialogue evangelism. And if you could get into the house to speak to people, you would ask them two questions. And the two questions would be, if you were to die tonight, would you go to heaven? And the second question would be, Jesus standing at the gates of heaven, and you come there, and Jesus says, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" Well, those were kind of rough questions to ask. But they're almost the same as, are you prepared? Are you prepared to see Jesus? Are you prepared to see him with the eyes of faith? Oh, we're getting prepared for Christmas. We got the lights and the garland. We got the tree and we got all the lights on. We're decorating for Christmas. We're awaiting Jesus to come as the babe of Bethlehem. And we share Jesus as the babe of Bethlehem. When I was growing up, we had the cardboard or the rings, 24 rings, we put it on the face of Santa Claus. That happened when I was growing up in my house. And each day we ripped off one of those rings because we knew that Christmas was coming and the gifts would be opened and the gifts would be shared. But we didn't talk about Jesus. Because Jesus was only to be talked about on Sunday morning. And Jesus really wasn't to be talked about at Christmas. Unless, of course, we went to the children's Christmas service, or we went to the next service on Sunday morning. And you see, the problem is, in our own lives, we follow that. We get complacent. The clutter happens in our lives. The cobwebs are there. We really don't anticipate Jesus coming. We really don't anticipate God calling us home to be with Him. This is what God wants us to hear. God wants us to hear about the prophet Isaiah prophesying, the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. To prepare our hearts, our minds, our lives to receive Christ. To receive that Jesus who was born in the manger. That Jesus that laid in a cattle's trough. Nothing fancy, dancy about it. Covered with straw and strips of cloth. You ever rip I'm sure you've ripped something apart to use it as a rag. Strips of cloth covered our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wasn't wrapped in swaddling clothes or clothes that we have on baptisms. It was strips of cloth. I'm not sure if Mary and Joseph were really prepared for Jesus coming. The angels announced Jesus coming to the shepherds out in the fields. So they would know that a Savior was born for them. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for Christmas to come? Maybe you're washing the sheets and the linens and getting the meals planned for the family to come. But you know, when we celebrate Christmas, we're not celebrating the gifts under the tree or the meals that are prepared or the family that gathers. We are celebrating the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be in our hearts and lives. To be very visible with us. But we seem to have so much clutter and so many cobwebs in our lives that we need to sweep those away first. And John the Baptist speaks to us. You brood of vipers, who warns you of the coming wrath? Jesus in his word warns us of the coming wrath. To come to Him and to have Him sweep away all those cobwebs in our hearts and minds, sweep away the clutter, the obstacles, those that prevent us from coming to God and coming to Jesus. Are we prepared? I don't know. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to see your Lord and Savior? Are you prepared with all of your heart and mind to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? All the cities are preparing for the celebration of Christmas. In Lake City, we have a park, Patton Park, and it's got all lights all lit up, and it's even got those characters that are those things that blow up with air. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call them. They're there. And announcing Christmas is coming. Christmas for a vast majority of people is receiving those fancy gifts. The diamonds, the emeralds, the rubies. And oh, by the way, the most expensive vehicles are in the driveway with a bow wrapped on. Most expensive gift that we can receive is Jesus Christ. And he received you into his kingdom in the baptized waters. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's when God grabbed you. God grabbed you as his gift. His gift. And he announces in that baptism that we are special people. That we are his people. His children. Even when we sin. Even when we push him aside. Even when we rebel. He still is our God. And we still are his people. We're in Advent. Advent is a joyous time. Advent is to reflect upon John the Baptist and coming to Jesus Christ in repentance, repenting of our sins that we have committed in thought, word, and deed, whether they be jealousy, whether they be greed, whether they be envy, whether they be anything that puts things above Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God works in our lives. By that Spirit, he starts to push away the cobwebs and the clutter and the obstacles in front of Jesus so that we see Jesus who he is. And as he speaks, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The clutter and the obstacles are pushed away. So we see Jesus as he is, the redeemed Savior, the one who sacrificed himself on the cross for us to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for Christmas to come and Jesus to come a second time? We don't know when Jesus will come again. And maybe Jesus will come again tonight or tomorrow or the next day. Or we could be like the five foolish virgins who tried to trim their lamps and had no oil in them. This is Advent, a season of preparation. A season of waiting for Jesus to come, but also a season for us to be mindful of who Jesus really is, the babe of Bethlehem, the Savior of our lives, the Redeemer, who gives us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. May this season of Advent continue as preparation in your lives. So that as you continue to live your lives in the grace of God, that you will be looking at the cross or at the manger and then at the cross to know that Jesus, your Lord and Savior, died and rose again for you. In Christ's holy name, amen.